settle in to a wakeful posture. Connect with sensations of sitting and breathing, stabilizing ourselves. Perhaps utilizing again that sense of the mountain, sitting as a mountain. Sitting as a mountain against a vast sky. Our minds like a vast sky in which our intentions give us a sense of horizon. Let's do a little practice then with deepening further our sense of intentions. So far we've been working with our intentions primarily in terms of what it means for ourselves and in this day. We've used a bit of the sense of, what if it was my last year, month, week, day, hour, breath? We've used that sense of the truth of our lives, letting that inform us. And Stephen Levine has written a great deal about these matters. And here's his poem called Half Life. Half life. And he wrote, "We walk through half our life as if it were a fever dream, barely touching the ground, our eyes half open, our heart half closed. Not half knowing who we are, we watch the ghost of us drift from room to room, through friends and lovers, never quite as real as advertised. Not saying half we mean, or meaning half we say. We dream ourselves from birth to birth, seeking some true self. Until the fever breaks, and the heart cannot abide a moment longer. As the rest of us awakens, summoned from the dream, not half caring for anything but love." And it's often said that if we were to distill what we really care about down, most of us would come up with to live fully and to love fully. And we could perhaps subsume everything else within those intentions. To live fully, to love fully. How do those possibilities translate out for you? What really matters for you? And so perhaps taking a few moments to remember our earlier reflection today, and the shortness and preciousness of this life, and what came up for you. What would you truly care about? If there was not much time, Is it kindness? Is it compassion? Is it love? Is it peace? Gratitude, generosity, creativity, wonder, reverence, devotion, freedom. Being aware of whatever shows up for you. Letting go of doubt as to it being the right one. Whatever is the right one is what's right now, in this particular moment, this particular situation. And it may change later, that's fine. And whatever's coming up for you, to ask yourself, how might I translate this intention into some action for myself, for this being sitting here? Let go of anything grandiose. Keep it simple. So if you wish to love fully, be kind to this being, compassionate to this being who's here, maybe it's as simple as going home tonight and drawing a hot bath or a cool bath. But it's also about showing up for it, being deliberate about it. How might you intentionally act over the course of the remainder of the day in the next 24, 48 hours for this self who's here, this relative being? Feel the body sitting, the body breathing, just like a mountain. And take in that possibility. Does it fit with the horizon, with your intentions, your aspirations? And then we can ask ourselves, how might I translate these intentions, these aspirations, this big horizon, into some action that involves a relationship? So, for example, if your aspiration is to live from peace, it might be to engage in some wise speech with that one, or non-speech, lots of listening. Choosing just one relationship, doesn't have to be human. Notice how whatever idea you've come up with sits with you in the body. Can you breathe into it? Is it part of that horizon? That bigger picture? And then a third sphere of our lives, we could ask ourselves, how might I, over the next short while, and it might be a longer period than 24, 48 hours, it might be over the next week or month, how might I translate these goodly intentions into action in my community or in my sense of care for the world or the planet? Again, you don't have to be grandiose about it. Something simple. Feel the body sitting. Feel the body breathing. Create a clearing for what can arise with this. Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize it and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worth of rescue. And then let that peace be. And feel once again the body sitting, if you've lost that sense, sitting, dignified, gracious, still and stable like a mountain. Sense the vast sky. And then notice, an intention for self, an intention for a relationship, an intention for community or the larger world. Does it fit? Is it the song of your life or someone else's? And just resting with all of this in these last few moments of the practice. Letting go of thinking and contemplating and just sitting and being. And if you don't have clarity about how you can put these aspirations into actions for self, other, community, just know that the contemplation itself is worthy and that something will emerge. Trust that.